My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie. He's the founder and chairman of conservativehq.com. He's a pioneer in political direct mail marketing, and his firm American Target Advertising has been paramount in that effort. He's also the author of numerous books. The most recent is brand new. It's called Takeover, The 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Finally Win It. And Richard, it's always good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Good to be with you.
Let's start with a couple of quick definitions here. What's the fundamental difference between an establishment Republican and a conservative?
Well, there's not a great deal of difference between an establishment Republican, a big government Republican, and a Democrat. They both believe in growing government. Democrats believe in growing government faster than the establishment Republicans. People like John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Mitch McConnell, George Bush, Karl Rove, all have been involved in significantly growing government, just that they don't believe in doing it quite as fast as the Democrats. The principled, limited government, constitutional conservatives believe in reducing significantly the size of government. And it's a 102-year-old war. It started in 1912 when the progressive Republican, Teddy Roosevelt, left the Republican Party, split the Republican vote by running on a third-party ticket, allowing Woodrow Wilson, America's first really serious progressive candidate for president, to be elected with less than 42% of the vote. And conservatives have been battling that wing of the party ever since, but they haven't known that they have done it, and you're likely to lose any war that you don't know you're engaged in.
Richard, you say right out in the beginning of this book, when talking about the history of the battle inside the Republican Party, that Teddy Roosevelt not just ruined the 1912 election for the Republican Party, but for decades to follow. You just mentioned that the conservatives didn't even know they were in a war within their own party, but how did Roosevelt's actions change the course of the party really for decades to follow?
Well, the establishment of the Republican Party bought into the progressive ideas of growing government, spending more, taxing more, regulating more, governing more, and they would talk a different game to the grassroots, but as they governed in cooperation with the Democrats to grow government. And so it was just a philosophy of government that the establishment bought into. Karl Rove today talks about how one of his political heroes is Teddy Roosevelt. So it's for the last 100-plus years, the Republican establishment is much more comfortable with growing government than they are keeping government the size it is, much less reducing it.
Are you saying then that Republicans before Teddy Roosevelt were more in the model of today's limited government conservatives, McKinley, Taft, Harrison, those guys?
Absolutely. After Teddy Roosevelt left the White House, his successor was Howard Taft. He was a limited government constitutional conservative. And then later we had people like Calvin Coolidge, one of the best presidents of the 20th century. And so every once in a while, conservatives have been prevailing with Calvin Coolidge or a Ronald Reagan, but that's been the exception. As a general rule, the Republicans have been dominated by the big government types. And quite frankly, the voters don't like them. They don't like the Bob Doles, the John McCain, the Mitch Romneys, even George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush. Remember, George W. Bush got 500,000 votes less than Al Gore when he ran in 2000, won by 537 votes in Florida. When he ran for re-election in 2004, he won by one state, Ohio. So the voters have just consistently rejected the big government Republicans. And the only time Republicans have had a big victory is when they were led by conservatives, such as Ronald Reagan's big victory in 1980 and his re-election in 84, Gingrich's contract with America in 1994, and the Tea Party election of 2000. 2010. Other than that, the Republicans have not done well.
So this is not a happy 100-year history so far for conservatives, and we'll talk about your plans to make the next century a little better and a little brighter for conservatives. But with those limited wins, 1980, 84, 94, 2010, what's the impact of the more establishment Republicans, as you refer to them, being in control of the party for most of that century?
Well, the effect of it has been, you know, we're about to lose our country. We have, you know, massive debt. We're, you know, engaged in one no-win war after the other. America is more divided and without strong leadership than any time in our country's history. And we're in very perilous times because we've not had good constitutional leaders for a long time. But, Greg, I was there, and a lot of conservatives are discouraged now, but they should not be, because I think within 3 years, conservatives can take over the Republican Party and govern America. I was there after Goldwater's loss in 1964 and after Nixon's resignation in 1974, when it was darkness for conservatives of a biblical proportion. We have things now. We have assets that we didn't have back in those days. We didn't have talk radio, the internet, cable television. We didn't have the people like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, others leading us out there, Scott Walker, Mike Pence. So this is an exciting time for us. I'm very optimistic about the future.
We'll get to your plans for the conservatives taking control of the party in just a moment. When it comes to those who have been in control, do you believe that their ideology just doesn't go in a conservative direction, or is it they're not willing to take the slings and arrows that come with fighting to enact those principles?
Well, it's partly they're not. They don't have a backbone. They're, quite frankly, they don't seem to have any fight or spirit in them. But I think it's deeper than that. I think that at their core, they don't believe in limited government because their entire political life has been spent increasing the role of government, decreasing liberty, and it just doesn't seem that their heart is in reducing government. And they certainly want to please the mainstream media, and the mainstream media is advocating, of course, bigger government, reduction of liberty and freedom, and so they would like to please the mainstream media, and so the effect has been growing government for any number of reasons, but we can say, you know, for certain, they do not believe in increasing liberty for the citizens of this country.
Richard Vigory is the founder and chairman of conservativehq.com. He is also a pioneer in direct mail marketing for conservative politics. His firm is American Target Advertising. Again, the new book is Takeover. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.